The best-known stories from Johan Gunther's folktale collection, Estonian Fairy Tales, are Big Peter and Little Peter, The Orphan and the Farmer's Daughter, and The Creature Under the Stove, of which we will hear a slightly abbreviated version.
The lord of the manor ordered the cook to boil a good meal. A large kettle sat over the fire, with the meat of who knows how many lambs inside. The cook sat in front of the hearth, and fanned the fire. Suddenly, a little man appeared from the inside of the floor under the stove, and asked,
"Dear friend, give me a little taste of that good dish. My stomach is empty and my heart watery, like that of a fisherman."
"Go right ahead," said the cook. But as soon as the ladle was in the man's hand, he ate the contents of the entire kettle in the blink of an eye and disappeared under the stove. The startled hearthkeeper went to the lord in tears and told him the story. At first, the lord did not believe the hearthkeeper, but at last overcame his indignation and ordered the cook to place another kettle on the fire. He added, "If the little man should come again, slap him in the head with the ladle." The cook went to work, and soon the kettle was over the fire. Again, the little man appeared from beneath the stove. This time, he asked for a bit of broth for his sachet. "Cannot give that to you," the cook said. "My lord told me to slap you with the ladle."
"Don't hit me, dear friend,"
the little man begged.
"I'll help you if you ever find yourself in need. My wife is ill. Let me place a single scoop in this sachet to provide but a small repast to my sighing wife."
The cook felt sorry for the little man and allowed him to take some broth. But in the blink of an eye, the kettle was empty and the man had disappeared. The poor cook trembled at the thought of his punishment. "You fool!" yelled the lord. "Tomorrow, gather all of your possessions together and get lost." The lord told the overseer to boil some broth and said, "If the little man should show himself again, strike him down immediately." "All right, sir," said the overseer. "I'll let him have it." The kettle was placed over the fire. And again, the little man appeared, begging for a bit of broth for his infirm child. "Oh, broth is what you need, you rogue," he yelled, and smacked the man so hard on the head with the ladle that the man rolled under the stove. The dish was finished, and the lord's mind was at ease. The next day, the cook placed his possessions on his back and prepared to set off. At once, the little man appeared, his head tied up with a towel, and said to the cook,
"Come, friend, say goodbye to me too. I have something to help you on your way."
The cook followed the man. Beneath the stove was a beautiful large residence with many things and trinkets inside. The little man took a box from the table and said,
"Here, friend, here's the payment for your good deed. If you need something, tap on the lid with your index finger and name your wish."
The cook thanked the little man for the gift and returned to the kitchen. The overseer was also in the kitchen. The cook took the box, tapped on the lid with his index finger, and said, "Bag of bread for the traveler." Immediately, a bag of bread appeared. The overseer couldn't help but admire the box and asked, "Say, buddy, where did you get that box?" The cook told the overseer everything and set off. "If that's the case, I'll need to get the same kind of box from this little guy. I'm going to make up for yesterday's blow to the head. But first, I need to place the kettle on the fire." The kettle boiled and boiled and boiled, but the little man did not appear. He finally cried out, "Friend, come here!" And the little man appeared.
"Why are you calling me? I still have plenty of the cook's food at home,"
the little man said. "Give it a try. It doesn't cost anything," said the overseer. The little man tried it and then said,
"Be healthy. Come along now. I'll pay the cost."
The overseer was given a box. He rushed directly to the lord without thanking the little man. He asked the lord to look at what happened when he tapped on the lid with his finger. He tapped. The little man rushed out of the box, an iron club in his hand, and began to beat the lord and the overseer until both were lying half dead on the ground. No one saw the little man after that.